I invite our elders to come and prepare to serve communion. Communion is the family meal for believers in Jesus. Those who have come to Jesus alone as their only hope say, I have nothing to offer but my sins. I am here to receive forgiveness, receive your love, your kindness, the grace that I don't deserve, that I could never earn. Received a good gift from your hand. The bread reminds us of Jesus' body broken on the cross, because that's what I deserve. The juice reminds us of his blood poured out on the cross to wash a sinner like me clean. Without the shedding of blood, Hebrews says, there is no forgiveness of sins. Jesus came to take my place as the Lamb of God who takes away my sin, who pays my price, pays your price. I'm just going to invite you right now, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know your sins are forgiven and gone, that they no longer stand as an offense between you and a holy, just, and righteous God, I would run to Jesus. I would invite you, run to Jesus. Throw yourself at his feet in humility, saying, I'm nothing but a sinner. I deserve your wrath, but I would like rather your forgiveness. Throwing myself on your mercy, would you forgive a sinner like me? Would you put my sins on Jesus on the cross and clothe me in his righteousness so I can stand before you and worship you in a way that's acceptable? Because I don't have righteousness of my own, but I'm clothed in Jesus' righteousness. You accept me not because of my merits, because of my performance, but because of Jesus' merits, Jesus' performance, that I am now in Christ, clothed in him, and stand before a holy God as his beloved son, adopted into the family. I invite you to simply throw your sin on Jesus and receive his forgiveness. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're trusting only and completely in what he did for you, you're welcome to take bread, juice as it's offered to you, and hold that in your hands and reflect on what he did for you. Contemplate the greatness of his sacrifice. Not only the cross, but leaving his father's side to come on a rescue mission for you. Once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together as a symbol of our unity. Lord Jesus, we are all idolaters at heart. Thank you for coming, turning our hearts away from our illicit loves and capturing our affection by laying down your life to draw us into relationship with you so that we can enjoy the presence of a holy God forever. What a treasure we've been given in the gospel, the good news that you, Jesus, came to die for sinners like me to make me your own. I believe. I'm trusting in you completely, and I receive a good gift from your hand, your body broken, your blood poured out to make a sinner new, a new creation in Christ. We receive and we say thank you. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash you clean, to make you new. Drink.